Good morning, everyone, and welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m., and we're joined today via the telephone by Pat Henley, president of Weldy Lamont, which is located in Mount Prospect. And, Pat, today we're going to talk about jobs in Illinois, which are tied to exports. And there's some congressional inaction that has people worried. If you would, let's talk a little bit about that today and the importance of this situation and how this inactivity may hurt Illinois businesses.
All right. Well, good morning, Brian. This is Pat. Jobs in Illinois affected by my company, Weldy Lamont. I'm an exporter of electrical equipment, primarily right now to West Africa. We've been doing what's called rural electrification. I've been doing it for almost 20 years. I have a little bit of different twist on the Ex-Im Bank. I use it to give me assurances that my company will get paid because I always deal with foreign governments. For the last 20 years, I've been dealing with Ghana. And I'm a turnkey where I design, procure, ship, handle logistics to get it into the country of Ghana, and then I have a subsidiary over there that does installation. Job-wise, with Ex-Im, Ex-Im over the last, since 2010, this one project I have going right now, I have pumped probably $200 million into the U.S. economy. I can't spread it all around, but I probably have only put about $4 million into Illinois, probably $25 or $30 million into Kentucky. I'm able to choose different companies across the U.S. And I say the U.S. because Ex-Im requires that I have U.S.-made products. That is a absolute pillar of the Ex-Im financing is the dollars they loan to my customer has to be spent in the United States. I don't think some of the congressmen understand that just now. That's driving me nuts. But I have that ability to buy from any state in the U.S., particularly in the electrical business. I buy wooden poles, wire, the stuff you see when you drive up and down the road and you see the utility distribution lines. Unfortunately, some of that stuff is all made in China. So I'm competing against the Chinese every day. They're actually my biggest competitor. And those who think that you can get rid of Ex-Im Bank are not living in my world, because my little company out of Chicago, I'm about 25 people strong, and when I compete in the continent of Africa, I'm competing against foreign countries, not just companies. China has corporations that come out and pretend they're a company and they're competing against me, but they're actually owned by the Chinese government, and they offer interest rates that nobody can really touch. Part of the benefit of Ex-Im Bank for my, if you want to put it, an arrow in my quiver bag going against these foreign companies is some of the foreign governments, rather the African governments, are getting tired of the play that the Chinese and the Indian companies do. They're not as straightforward as we in the U.S. are. We're our ethics is what they like to deal with. So, Brian, when you say jobs in Illinois, I don't know how many hundreds I helped out over the last 5 years, and then thousands down in Georgia and in Mississippi, and that's all up in the air right now. I've got another project that's on limbo right now. It's Ex-Im hasn't been reauthorized. I've got a $100 million project I'm trying to do in Senegal that I've already reached out to the Canadian Ex-Im Bank, and they say they'll loan me money. I got to buy 20% of my equipment from Canada, and the rest I can buy anywhere else in the world. That doesn't bode well for my friends that are U.S. manufacturers, people I've been dealing with for the last 30-some years.
Well, Pat, let's talk a little bit about the fact that this expired, this U.S. Export-Import Bank back on June 30th, and what can we do as listeners, as citizens? Is there anything we can do to help? Because obviously you stated your case there that, boy, it's really important not only for your business but everyone in Illinois, everyone throughout the U.S. that exports, and it really comes down to protecting our economic interests and our jobs.
Yes, what everybody could do is call their congressman, call their senator, and ask for their support to get the Ex-Im Bank reauthorized. Right now there's procedural issues, and I don't profess to be a politician, yet I'm becoming part of one here because I've been dealing with Ex-Im now for 20 years. Call your congressman and get the House of Representatives to bring the reauthorization bill to the floor. It's being jammed right now by a couple of people that are in high positions that won't let it go to the floor. Once you get it to the floor, it'll get passed. The U.S. absolutely needs this. This is, the Ex-Im Bank is not, as some want to do it, corporate welfare. This is the lifeblood of the small companies. I'm not a GE, I'm not a Boeing, I'm not a CAT, but those guys benefit from it too. They bring to Illinois, boy, CAT brings a ton of jobs back to the U.S., all supported through Ex-Im funding.
Yeah, I think kind of in closing, I'll let you go across any final thoughts you'd like to add, but in closing, we talk about not, you know, nationwide, but in Illinois, this is so important because so many jobs are supported by the export business, and if we falter, well, that's going to impact our friends and neighbors and our economy in general.
If we don't reauthorize Ex-Im Bank, there's over 60 other ones across the country. They're happy right now that Ex-Im is not going to be reauthorized. It removes one competitor. That, what are the other Ex-Im Bank's requirements? They want product and money spent in their host country, which their host country won't be the U.S. So our workers, if you guys want to keep your life, livelihood, your way of life, let's get Congress to reauthorize the Ex-Im bill. It will bring business. Ex-Im is it's the only division. I call it a division because I'm a business owner now. I'll call it that way. It makes money. It's not a drain on the economy. It is. I've had people tell me, well, it's what happened to, we don't want another Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, the mortgage meltdown. Well, those melted down because they didn't have, the documentation wasn't very stringent on new homeowners wanting to borrow money. Ex-Im is very, very picky on how, who and what amount of money they'll loan to anybody. They watch those dollars. They're squeaky on it. So, in summary, Brian, I was just like, I get passionate about Ex-Im Bank and my business, and I want to grow U.S. jobs. I also put in a plug, because of Ex-Im, I've always been a Buy America, and it is to the point, I didn't buy U.S. cars, U.S. made cars, but I'm going to go off on a tangent now. I'll let you take over.